We're in the midst of the most difficult of times. An invisible threat has changed our world and called upon us all to dig deep to find determination, strength, and courage.
This threat may not have reduced our cities to rubble or laid waste to our infrastructure, but everybody, everywhere on this planet is feeling its shockwaves.
There are no weddings, no family gathering.
There is no socializing in pubs, bars, or restaurants.
It has closed our schools and prevented exams.
It has shut our shops and cancelled our holidays.
It has halted our team sports.
And wiped out our running races.
It has stopped our tournaments and matches.
And it has postponed the greatest show on earth in Tokyo.
But we're a tough bunch as humans. We will get through this.
We will stay fit, we will stay healthy in mind and body.
The power of sport and exercise to benefit and contribute to society has never been more clear and more potent.
From our homes, we continue to inspire each other and demonstrate that we're all equal.
We are all in exactly the same position and we are all here to help each other get through this.
And make no mistake, we will get through this. We will support you, we will be your team.
We will win, and we will win together.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. Before we start, just want to say thanks for the messages. Sasha, Nat, Zara and I are all totally fine and we're just in lockdown with the rest of the country as we get through this together. And on today's episode, we're going to hear from Iona Christiansen. But first, the final part of the Sky Sports Off the Court appearance where Sarah, Caroline, Tamsin and I chose our attackers of the season.
Back once again, like the Renegade Master. I don't know if they were all the words or where that came from, but at least it probably got someone dancing. Sarah Bayman from My Netball Nation is with us as we run into our attacking, the last of our three positions or three areas of the court where we're finding our player of the season so far. Not many games this season. Use the hashtag off the court if you agree, disagree, or who you think we should be talking about. So, Sarah Bayman from My Netball Nation, let's start with... No, I tell you what, we're also going to bring in Andy Lamb, and the Netball Show is also with us. I don't think, Andy, I mean, forgive me, it has been 3 weeks that we've been doing this now.
Well...
But I don't think we started with you yet, so we're going to start with you now. For the votes from the Netball Show jury for Attacker of the Season, where do your votes go?
I'm going to go with Kim Kamen from Bath. Really enjoyable game, first game of the season. Sorry, Sarah, but when you've got people like Ebony and Serena not taking part in that side at the moment, I'm really keen to look at what she can do to bring on Sophie DL's game, which is obviously going to affect England in the long term as and when things are back up. So, Kim Kamen, for me.
I'm not going to say you're wrong, and I'm not going to say you're right, but Tamsin Greenway, when we've been doing the commentaries on Sky this season, the ones that we got to do, and watching Team Bath, particularly on that opening day, Kim Kamen is a leader.
Yeah, she was, and I've actually been really impressed with how Bath have performed so far, and it's mainly down to their attack end. I think a season on, keeping that unit together, having the likes of Rachel feeding Sophie DL and Kim Kamen, that rotating circle is becoming a lot more effective. I think last season it had its weaknesses. I think this season they've addressed that. Kamen now is not only exiting the circle really well, but she's been really dominant under the post. And that's the difference. Bath are scoring, I think they're over 70 goals in their first two fixtures, which is pretty impressive. And she has a lot to do with that. So, yeah, they are going from strength to strength. And I've been impressed because it's not, you know, we always talk about the young up-and-coming stars. Kim Kamen was good last year. She is very good this season.
So who have you gone for then?
I've actually gone with George Fisher. And I think this lockdown is causing me a little bit craziness. I might actually end up being a Mavericks fan by the time that I'm released. I keep saying it's Mavericks season to lose if we ever get to replay this season. And George Fisher is a big part of that. Again, it's how she's improved. I think we always know George Fisher's great coming onto the ball. She'll shoot from distance. I think one of her weaknesses was how her strength under the post, how she took the ball going towards it. I think she's worked on that. I think they're feeding the ball a lot better. One of your favourite players, Georgia Lees, is letting that ball go. Sasha Corbin's letting that ball go. And George Fisher is lethal.
Again, she's pulled the baby out to try and support her vote. Sarah Bateman, don't have any of that. Don't have any of that.
I'm not being sucked in by his cuteness.
Who have you gone for, Sarah?
I have gone for Ellie Cardwell from Thunder. I think it was a breakthrough series for her in January with England at the Nations Cup. She's come off the back of that, and I think people probably wouldn't have predicted her to be Thunder's most important player this season, and so far she's proved that to be the case. She's had some great games. I know when we played them for Lightning, we were in control of that game, and she came on and made the difference for Thunder. And I think she's got the ability to control attack ends. She can move, she can hold, she can definitely shoot. And she's now got a presence about her where she believes how good she is. So for me, she's been the most dominant shooter in the league.
We said that in the South Africa series, and just actually her performances for England then with the tri-series too. She's just upped it, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's just stepped up a level, and I think a lot of that is confidence. You know, she's always had that ability, and she's always worked hard, and you know, she's a shooter turned into a shooter from a defender, so she's always worked hard on her shooting. But you can see the confidence that she has now, and she wants the ball when Thunder are under pressure, when they're in trouble. It's Ellie Cardwell that's demanding the ball and taking the shots, and big shots at that. And that's exactly what you want to see from a shooter.
Sarah Bateman, we can catch my Netball Nation every Thursday and Friday, is it?
Whenever we can be bothered to do it.
Very much like us, very much like us. Andy, you are very professional though. Regular as clockwork?
Thursdays we are as well.
Oh, the Thursday fight-off. And Tamsin Greenway is staying with us. That has been, then, our players of the season so far. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Andy. Give us a wave.
Wee.
Hey, a wave and a wahey. What more could you want in life? Whilst they go off into this distance, you can watch back the last 3 weeks and you can see the defenders, mid-quarters and attackers of the season. If you agree, disagree, use the hashtag #OffTheCourt. And 3 weeks later, we'll find something else to come up with to make sure that we get these two back on again.
And if you've got Sky TV, remember, search for Netball, because they've been showing a lot of great matches from over the years in the last couple of days. They're available on Catch Up, and you can watch that episode of Off the Court and the two past ones where we looked at defence and mid on Sky Sports YouTube channel.
Life can be a bit of a handful,
but what do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer.
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield, grab life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's a Netball Show. Challenging time, to be fair, for all of us. But players, especially all levels, and a chance to maybe focus on other skills. One of these players is Wasps and England's Iona Christiansen. It's been 2 years since we won the Com Games Gold. Where were you, and what are your memories of that great day?
I was actually up on holiday in the Lake District. And I remember, I think it was like 4 a.m. in the morning, I think the game was on, watching it in my bed. And yeah, absolutely incredible moment. I still get goosebumps watching it now. Like, what a moment, and what a piece of video footage. I think everyone would say the same. I can't believe that was 2 years ago as well. It still feels like yesterday when I watched that video.
And Caroline and Sarah will never forgive me, but let's hear that winning moment again.
She'll have it again! Helen Housby to take history. They have snatched the gold medal from Australia. They have taken it. They have t-
taken it. I just don't even have any words. What just happened?
This pandemic's obviously allowed a lot of people in the sport and fans to focus elsewhere. And for you as well, it's time for you to properly maybe focus on IC illustrations.
Yeah, obviously not having the same structure of training that we're used to, it's kind of freed up a lot of time. I'm in my final year at uni, hoping to finish in a few weeks, so it seemed like a good opportunity to put a bit of focus into my illustration work and start to get some stuff up and running. But as you saw, the website that I finally finished making that I put out this week.
A chance maybe that people didn't recognise and know that you're involved in this side of things as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've really enjoyed studying at Worcester University. The illustration degree there has been really good. I've learnt a lot and really enjoyed it. So yeah, it's been nice to be able to show that illustration and art is another side of my life that perhaps people don't always see.
Part of the coursework as well, it was included the print patterns and that children's picture book as well, didn't it?
Yeah, so over my course at uni, I've done quite a lot of work on children's picture books. It's something I'm really interested in and keen to do more of. I just really enjoy creating imagery for children and families and learning about the communication needed visually to communicate stories to children. So yeah, there's I think the work I did on the parable stories from the Bible, and also my story about a zebra magician. So they were really fun illustrations to draw. So yeah, just kind of displaying a range of a few different things up on my website.
Plenty of personal favourites, and maybe you and I need to have words afterwards about that. You mentioned the work on the parables there. A piece like The Sower, to me, non-artist at all, but that precision, that must have taken a good couple of, well, days. How long does a piece like that usually take you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was the whole development of the piece, so that was just a single project that I've been working on since January. So I've been looking at the parables, and it takes quite a while in terms of you do storyboarding, sketchbook work, and then gradually build it up until I came up with those final designs that are in colour. I was hoping to screen print them, but obviously I don't have those facilities at home, so sort of had to do it in a different way from home, but I really enjoy doing those pieces.
And are things like that available to buy online on your website?
So on my website there is a shop where I'm selling a few of my prints, but there's also a contact page, and so anyone that's interested in any of my work can get in touch, and I can definitely see what I can do, whether that's a personal commission or prints of some of the work that I've already put up on there.
And we know that Super Amy is up on her art as well, so that's something to pass the time on away games.
Yeah, definitely. Amy's amazing. She actually put on a little art class for us Lost Girls last week, which was great fun. So, yeah, no, Amy's really on it with her art as well.
You'll be far too young to remember Win, Lose or Draw, which is like a non-computerised version of Catchways. But to me, that's ideal chance that we need to revive that and get you two on.
Yeah, I've not heard of that before.
You go to a drawing easel and draw a load of catchphrases. So there's a challenge for next season.
Yeah, no, that sounds great fun. You definitely have to get me and Amy involved in that.
That'll keep you busy in the meantime. Do you want to remind everybody of your website?
Yeah, so my website is called icillustrations.co.uk, and you can find links to that on my Twitter, Instagram and Facebook pages as well. But yeah, it'd be really great to hear from anyone who's interested in any of my work.
Iona, thanks for your time and stay safe.
No, thanks, Andy. You too.
Thanks for your support, as always. Stay in touch with your teammates, your clubs, and thanks for your support. And I do hope you haven't missed the Kalia podcast yet. Very special podcast. So do try and listen to that if you can.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.